Mente grande americano chai vanilla minty mochaccino caramel macchiato. Half calf, half decaf, one equal, one sweet and low, one raw sugar. Skinny organic extra virgin olive oil soy brevi with no foam, extra whip, extra hot. And oh yes, leave off the top so I can put on my own sprinkles. Super long coffee orderer, you're one of us. And we're quite possibly the only insurance company that can meet your exacting standards. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local PEMCO agent, or visit PEMCO.com. PEMCO, we're a lot like you, a little different. PEMCO Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
Train Heating and Air Conditioning is proud to introduce the Train XB20i variable speed system that both heats and cools your home efficiently by running at the exact speed needed to keep your home comfortable. If you're tired of those high monthly utility bills, variable speed is the key. Train started it, then they perfected it. Tested for long-lasting durability, you can be sure the Train XB20i variable speed system will hold up to anything without holding up your bank account. And right now, you can choose up to $1,150 trade-in allowance, or with approved credit, or 0% financing for 48 months when you purchase qualifying train equipment. Hurry, this offer is for a limited time. For more information about this great offer and to find your nearest Train Zone comfort specialist, visit thetrainzone.com. That's thetrainzone.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. For newly opened accounts, the APR for purchase is 0%. This APR may vary. Call 1-877-620-8270 for details about credit cost and terms. See store for details.
Now, I don't mean to bring you down, but let's face it, too much or too regular alcohol drinking over a long period of time is a health, family, and happiness wrecker. I was once there myself. Some friends, against my wishes, sent me to Schicksal Hospital. I even insisted then I would never quit. Now, that was years ago. I walked out the door of Schick happy as one can be to never have another drink. No coke, no weed, no nothing. And I've never missed it for a minute. I became just the way I was before the habits took control. Now, there's a fine line between a successful young drinker and an old drunk. And folks, there just ain't nothing in the world uglier than an old drunk. And some of you are near that line. Others have already crossed over. Put it all in reverse and get back to the happy, healthy you. It only takes 10 days. This great Seattle hospital's at 800-CRAVING on the phone, on the web at schickshadle.com. I'm Pat O'Day. I'm begging you to think about this no better time than now. And thank you for listening.
Snapdragons fill your yard with color and charm. Right now, Fred Meyer has them at Price Blaster Savings. Four packs of Snapdragons are just 79 cents while supplies last. Experience the joy of gardening at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama.
And I'm Jill Biden. As our wars draw to a close, more and more of our troops are coming home. And as they do, one of the biggest challenges they'll face is finding a job.
That's why we're so excited about iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes initiative. Over the past year, they've been helping to connect our veterans with the jobs they deserve.
To get involved, just visit iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes or joiningforces.gov.
Let's join forces and serve these heroes as well as they've served. Us.
This report is brought to you by Staples. Make more happen.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Miserable drive, 405 southbound I-5 past 522. If you're trying to get from Everett to Bellevue, that's a 65-minute drive. Everett to Seattle at 42 minutes. Northbound 5, heavy out of Federal Way, slow along Boeing Field. Northbound 405, busy through the S-curves.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to promote your business. And right now, get 50% off marketing materials in store or online Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 5-3, minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See staples.com/copy and print for details.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the No Repeat Workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle and iHeartRadio station.
I don't even know if Eric's going to be able to get him on the phone because it's not like this isn't their prime time. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Como News reports that the top 50 coffee shops in America only include one from Seattle, which seems unfair, like we should crush the competition. But it does, and it's just an arbitrary list. Who made it?
This is a pretty popular website if you're in the food industry. It's called The Daily Meal, all things food and drink. Everything you want to know about restaurants, places to eat when you travel, all that good stuff.
Okay. Do we have the Como News report?
I don't think we have. We might, but I don't think so.
We don't need it. I'll just tell you. It's Milstead & Company in Fremont. And they are, according to this article, a multi-roaster, which is different from a single roast or a blended roast, I guess. The Milstead Coffee Company uses a bunch of different roasters, from Stumptown, which is a big one, to Heart Roasters in Portland, which is a small one.
Stumptown's in Portland, too. It sounds like they get a lot of their beans from Oregon.
Portland, which is part of the Northwest, right, still.
And four coffee shops in Portland made the top 50. I don't know how Portland gets four, and we only get one.
Well, maybe there's a little corporate Starbucks backlash to us.
I'm thinking you're right.
I mean, if you've tried Vivace, you tell me Cafe Vivace isn't some of the best beans you've ever had. I mean, that is some good beans.
We have a lot of amazing mom-and-pop shops that are cool as hell and have nothing to do with Starbucks.
Well, they don't have anything to do with this big food website either. So I don't know how they pick.
Oh, there was some butt-kissing going on to get on this list?
No, but I mean, I think that this website has probably a Portland connection.
I'm sniffing a little East Coast bias, too, because they say the number one place to get a cup of coffee is Every Man Espresso in New York City, in Soho District. Number two, Go Get 'Em Tiger, which is in Los Angeles.
Have you met, like, a total coffee freak that, like, I've met people, you know who's a total coffee freak is Amy's husband.
Oh, Scott.
Scott. Yeah. Like, they, you know, they're like wine with coffee. They sniff the bean.
Well, Scott goes on buying trips to Africa.
Right, and Costa Rica.
Yeah, and South America, and he knows good coffee, big time.
So, it's a world I don't understand.
He goes to Costa Rica to buy coffee for himself?
For
No, he works in a company.
They own a little shop. They
right,
own a little roaster.
They own a shopper, or are they a roaster?
I think
he's a
one
roaster.
One of the same.
Yeah.
They own a shop.
I thought you were saying he's just like a casual coffee drinker, and he goes to Costa Rica to get like a pound of
going
his
out
beans.
For coffee. See you in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway, we tried to get Milstead & Company on the phone. They're not available.
No, I've been trying to call them for the past 20 minutes, and it goes straight to voicemail.
Yeah, why would they be busy? Like you said, yeah. It's only 10 after 8.
What we should do is we should send an intern over there to get us some coffee.
Yes.
Who wants to do that?
Cool.
Let's do it.
It's Fremont. It's not that far.
No.
Except look out the window. How bad's the traffic?
Going.
It's not bad. It's really good. It's fine. Let's send an intern.
Going north is fun.
What else are the interns doing? They're actually running the whole video, and they're doing all kinds of stuff.
That's fine. No one needs to see us. Let's send an intern.
All right. We'll do our coffee order. Wow, great news, folks. It's going to be sunny, and highs in the 80s expected in the next couple of days. Thursday, May Day, it should be 81 degrees at SeaTac. That would tie a record set in 1998. So it's about time. Did anybody else notice yesterday that it was freaking cold?
Yeah.
Like windy and cold.
I joined our friend Jeff, who was here for the tulip ride yesterday morning. We rode from the home store of Blazing Bagels over in Redmond. Dennis's shop hosted. They raised almost $25,000 for the Seattle Humane Society and the Red Cross, almost four times what last year's totals were. So Jeff was very very appreciative of our even small involvement in that. Beautiful morning where I woke up in Shoreline, rode my motorcycle over to Redmond. Beautiful over there, blue skies, sunny. We get up to the Skagit Valley to see the tulips and just got dumped on.
Did you get
just
snowed on?
Dumped. I got rain.
I got snowed on.
There were snow warnings in all of the foothills,
yeah,
right?
I got snowed on. I climbed Rattlesnake and it was like snow.
Yeah.
Which sort of is freaky at the end of April.
A little 3 days in the past. Yeah,
3 days from now, you'll be climbing in short shorts.
80 degrees. Can't wait. Slightly higher temperatures forecast for a few other Western Washington cities. 82 in Renton, 84 in Olympia, 85 in Vancouver. So look out for that. Now, what's today? Today's better.
Today should be in the low 60s. Tomorrow, 70s. Next day, pushing 80.
Yeah. Mm.
Next day after that, firmly into 80. And then back down and cloudy in time for the weekend.
Yeah, but it's not going to be, as long as it stays around 60 when it's cloudy, I don't care.
Oh, yeah, this should be pleasant today. This is going to be an improvement from yesterday for sure.
We had a mini heat wave last year. I don't know if you remember. May 5th, 84 degrees. May 6th was 87. And so far, the highest has been about 70, 71. So I don't know if you're planning anything. You know, I personally think that Seattle and the whole state of Washington, I should say Western Washington, should have two personal days for unexpected sunny weather. That the governor could just announce, okay, state, we're taking a personal day on Thursday, May 1st.
It seems like that's what happens.
No one has to work.
I mean, our day ends fairly early, and we go out to parks and whatever, and it looks like everyone pours out of the buildings when the sun comes out.
Well, they could make it official. I'm going to guess that it would increase our productivity on the other days.
Yes.
We would have a by order of a proclamation. I missed the chance to suggest this to the governor last week. That if we say drop it, work 10% harder on rainy days in exchange for two sun personal days.
I think you played it perfectly. You don't hit him up with an agenda on the first lunch, right?
Especially if you haven't wasted your weather days already. Like a school district will have so many days they can take for snow. Well, we haven't had snow days this year. The snow that never really came to the lowlands. So why not give them a Sunday instead?
Anybody listening? All right. It's good. Good weather forecast. That's a big story here. A letter written by a passenger on the Titanic sold this weekend at an auction. I don't know why I would want to have that, but sure is a memento. The passenger described the wonderful passage. How wonderful this is the greatest cruise ever.
And it was up until
the iceberg.
Yeah.
The handwritten note was bought by an anonymous overseas telephone bidder during a sale in England. The letter was written by a second-class passenger, Esther Hart, not long before the ship sank, killing more than 1,500 people, including her husband, Benjamin. But she and her daughter were rescued. You forget that 700 people were rescued from that ship. They mentioned that. Did you see Sunday Morning this week?
Yes.
Charles Osgood?
Talking about how many might have survived nowadays if something like that had happened.
There's this thing, and it seemed they didn't mention the wheel well guy, but it's related to that story about how if you are extremely cold, you can be brought back to life. And what was said is if we'd had the kind of technology that we have today, a whole bunch of those people on the Titanic could have been fished out of that super cold water and revived. But it was freaky because they showed this girl. She was like maybe 1 year old or something.
Yeah.
She fell into a river, pinned underneath by a log, in like a frigid cold river for an hour.
Wow.
So she was dead. But because it was frigid cold, they brought her in. They revived her, and they showed her playing in the playground like 4 years old.
Amazing.
There's another guy who died in the hospital. He went in dead. They put him in a cold suit. They have these cold suits now in hospitals that will chill you down. So while they try to get your heart started again through, CPR and stuff, they also chill you down so your brain does not deteriorate. Wow. It'll suspend everything.
Yeah, so this guy was down for what, an hour?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they said, and I'm not gonna, you know, I don't, if heaven forbid I ever get put in this situation, I don't know how much time I would spend pulling out my frozen vegetables, but they said if somebody goes down and you have to start administering, another thing you can do until the aid gets there is anything you got that's cold, frozen peas, everything.
They said to actually ice down the person.
Start burying them.
And it was a doctor, and he was like 100%. Yeah. Like, peas? Really? Yes. Anything in the freezer.
Boy, that's so confusing because the old standard was, you know, put a blanket on
keep
someone.
Keep them warm. Yes. Warm. Not so.
Yeah. Oh, great.
That's great.
Now I'm just
all those blankets killed tons of people. But what was really freaky about it was that, you know, I believe in a greater consciousness of the universe. I don't know what it is. Spirituality, if you want to go with any individual church or whatever. And some people believe that just, you know, your molecules, when you're done, everything, all your spirit and everything is kaput. That's it. I believe that somewhere between, like, the coolest religious fairy tales and utter blackness, somewhere in between lies something that is what it is. And so what was freaky about this is
Dude was dead for an hour. And yet he came back.
Did he have stories of the other side? I mean, that's that movie, Heaven is Real, that like number three movie in America, is about this kid.
It's about that.
Kid who died, came back and told his story to his dad, and they wrote a book, and the book was very successful. Now the movie's extremely successful because people want to have faith. People want to believe, and that's great.
Yeah, it's weird because that movie did really well, but the there's nothing after this. It's all blackness.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted, that,
nobody
see
wanted
that.
To see that.
Yeah,
movie.
It's weird. Well, it's such a feel bad movie.
After the first 20 minutes of nothing on the screen, but blackness, you'd be bored.
That show Scandal does well, but that show I never want to touch the other person. Nobody watches that either.
Hands to yourself.
Actually, it's called Frigid Bitches. Nobody Frigid wants bitches. To watch that.
We got a man on text, dead for 25 minutes. Yep. Put him in a cold blanket. He had cardiac arrest.
And we have a nurse, Bruce from Bremerton, on who says, will frozen peas work, Bruce?
Yeah, hey, Bob, how's it going?
Good.
So the deal is a lot of the stuff they found out sort of accidentally by saving people from boats in Alaska. And so basically what happens is when your body goes into the cold water, the survival instinct is to clamp off extremities and non-vital organs to essentially get down to just blood flow to your brain and your heart. And it doesn't take a whole lot to keep those things going. And they've had a lot of research and a lot of different things where they've saved people that have been like in the Bering Sea for like extensive, lengths of time where they've saved them. So they actually use that procedure for, I think, cardiac surgery now.
The whole idea, though, of if someone has a problem and you need to do something, you would go to the freezer and get out frozen vegetables and ice them up. Does that freak you out, or are you like totally down with that?
It's just a thing. I'm not exactly sure if it decreases inflammation or if.
What it does is it decreases the chance of brain damage and decay. What the story was saying yesterday is that you should administer or could administer CPR for up to an hour. Not like they give up sooner than that. And they said the reason people stop before that is they get tired. It's hardest kind of work to do.
Lazy jerks.
Yeah, I know.
I've done CPR on people for extensive periods of time, and it's like the next day it's like somebody killed me.
Yeah, it's very hard exercise. In this show, this guy that they brought back after over an hour, he said dozens of people took turns giving him CPR, and that's how they did it. No one person could do it.
In Puget Sound, they have anywhere where there's cold water and they have drowning, they don't immediately call people, they don't immediately call people, call off the code until they know for sure.
All right, so now here's the weird question, and this is what I immediately jumped to when I was watching this. The kid in the wheel well who flew to Hawaii was frozen for 4+ hours, okay? Walt Disney is still on ice, if you believe some people. Mm-hmm. Can Walt Disney be brought back? And would he still be Walt Disney? Would he pop out and say, a spoonful of sugar? Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know. That might be really, really creepy. And I don't know, because at some point you think that the cellular damage would just be so great that, you know.
Yeah, but we freeze things really well now.
I had some frozen crab this weekend. Yeah, came back it was swimming yesterday.
That's just a technology problem, not a philosophical one.
Now, if your frozen crab gets up and crawls off your plate, that's a different...
That'd be freaky for itself. All right. Thank you, Bruce.
This brought to you by Regent's Blue Shield. We have some cool texts on this one. Someone says, I was pronounced brain dead back in the 90s, but went on to be the governor of Alaska in 2006. Someone else says, if I need CPR, just leave your peas in your fridge. Someone else says, look, it's really simple. Just as a refrigerator preserves the reduction in the quality of your food, cold water reduces the decay of brain cells deprived of oxygen and or blood. Somebody else points out that's what happened to the kid in the wheel well. And somebody else says, Jody, you were still correct. Put a blanket on a casualty that's being treated for shock. I wouldn't think of attempting to chill someone in a bad situation.
Okay. You got to watch that show because when this guy was saying it, the newscaster asked again, are you saying, are you sure? And the expert said yes.
Damn.
It should be news today. On the phone with us, esteemed James King of the band James King and the Southsiders. James, hello. How are you?
Good morning, Bob.
We were talking about a legacy and living on and your spirit and the universe. And even as I was just talking about that, I was thinking about you guys and Arlen Harmon, your keyboard player, who recently passed away. Now, at the beginning of the show, I don't know if you were listening.
I was listening. Thank you so much for coming out last night, Bob. It meant the world to us.
It was an honor and really a musical pleasure, as always. Last night, and if you weren't listening at the beginning of the show, at Arlen's memorial service, and Arlen bravely fought leukemia for how long?
13 years.
13 years. And must have had some fine benefits of medical science here in Seattle area, too.
There are some fantastic caregivers that definitely extended his fight. And the music did too. He had stopped playing for about 7 years because he was just kind of depressed. And now when I met him, I said, "Man, you're the best piano player I've ever heard. You should be playing music." And because he was also a great harmonica player, he appreciated me. And just by chance, we got to go on this ride. And I said, "Let's just play as many as we can till one of us isn't here." And what a great experience it was, Bob.
Well, yeah. that's the story there, is that you brought him back to music because for 7 years he couldn't play music. And then he had another, 6 years of a career. And didn't just play, but played his ass off.
He was a genius. And I'll tell you, my other two favorite piano players that in the world were Billy Mack and Eric Two Scoops Moore, and I thought the best way to do this would be to put bookend a couple of pianos up there on the stage, because I know what you mean about being mesmerized by watching those fingers fly, and I've just always loved that boogie woogie piano's never failed.
Yeah, I do too.
Make me happy.
Last night, by the way, and by the way, Jim had said, "Oh, you should come up and play." And I was like, "No, I'm not going to play."
Yeah, right.
but you're going to work on that tune, so you can come out and sit in with us. Right?
The song you said I should learn, I could learn. It just give me a year, and I will play. I will promise to play it in a year. And Billy Mack was amazing. And Billy Mack is, of course, married to Merrily Rush. That's her husband. And I ran into Merrily last night. We had her on this morning, but I didn't tell the whole story because I wanted to save it for when you were on.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, both those guys, Eric Two Scoops Moore is one step removed from Muddy Waters Band. He toured the world for 7 years with Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, who was Muddy Waters' guitar player the last 10 years of his life. And Eric is a great songwriter, award-winning blues artist. And Billy Mack, and I'll have to correct, Merrily and Billy are dear friends of mine, and Billy is a pop songwriter, and he's worked primarily as a dueling piano guy and or single act, but it's not adequate, Merrily, to he can't play the blues because he was born and raised in New Orleans, and he took piano lessons from Professor Longhair, and he's from the Fats Domino rollicking right. Piano style.
Oh yeah, I walked in. I walked in and heard these guys, and saw you on stage. And by the way, we have to mention your drummer, Renee, who
Renee LaRocca.
She's a force of nature. She plays and sings like incredible.
Well, I'm so lucky to have these fantastic musicians. Renee is a world class singer and grew up singing in church. You know, and yeah, she is something else again.
Okay, so now this morning we're going to play this song. Had no plans to play it until yesterday. We recorded the song. Well, you recorded the song. We were going to get together and try and make an album sometime with Arlen.
Yes.
We even had time scheduled, and then it got postponed, and then we never did. And so after he passed away, I got a call from you, Jim, and you said, well, at I think it was at one of your last gigs.
Well, we've been playing the second Thursday of every month at the Highway 99 since the beginning of the band for almost 3 years. And I sent out a big thing, hey, we're going to record live at the Highway 99, and hardly anybody came out, but we recorded anyway. And pretty soon the band was playing for ourselves. Because we didn't have that energy coming from a crowd, we just started playing for ourselves, and it, all of a sudden it became pretty special. It was a great night.
It was
one of the last times
Arlen
sang. He was a great blue-eyed soul singer all throughout his life, and the chemotherapy ravaged his voice, and so that was one of the last times he sang the song.
So you'll have to understand when you hear it, it's one of the last times he sang. It's one of the last times he played. He had leukemia for 13 years, and he went out in a blaze of musical glory. And when we come back, we're going to play the song. It's what's the song? It's a classic blues song, right? House of Blue Lights.
It was written in 1946. I just forgot the guy's name who wrote the song, but every piano, but it's like the litmus test of boogie woogie piano. The House of Blue Lights has been recorded probably 50 times by 50 different piano players.
Is Arlen Harmon the greatest blues piano player of Seattle history?
Oh, he's from Fort Worth, Texas, and they just don't grow them around here like that. So you won't find anybody that has his background. You know, he started playing when he was 13 years old. His mom would be sitting out in the front yard with her arms crossed, and a guy in a 55 Mercury would pull up, and Arlen was 13. He'd jump in that car and drive 200 miles across Texas and play in a honky-tonk, and then she'd be waiting for him when they brought him home. He was actually playing at the, I think it was 16 years old, on Bourbon Street in New Orleans when Kennedy was shot. So, 62.
Wow. And so he probably had a really good fake driver's license at that point, I would think.
Yeah, I'm sure. And plenty of gals who would take care of him and feed him well, right?
But that's right. It's good.
Arlen was the reason Billy Mack and Two Scoops came out to play when I asked them is because of the...
All right. When we come back, we're going to hear this last recording, which sat on a USB hard drive in a drawer for a while because I thought, oh, it's just live tracks. I don't know if it's going to be any good. But we went in there, we listened to it. It was recorded extremely well for a live gig. And we mixed it down, and it's just the first track. Yes, Joe.
I'm just wondering, Eric Moore, that came out last night, Two Scoops, is that an ice cream reference? How did he get that name?
Well, Two Scoops writes a lot of songs, and he's a big guy, and he's always, his CDs have been titled after his love of food. So it's Eric Two Scoops Moore. First CD was called The Big Buffet.
So you did.
So yes.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
The second one was called Hungry. Yeah. The third one was called, called Clean Plate.
Right. Club. Of course.
Oh, my God. It's great.
All right. Listen when we come back. James King and the Southsiders featuring Arlen Harmon in the most incredible blues piano you will ever hear. And just something that was recorded randomly, one of the last performances.
Thank you
this
so much,
is
Bob.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Developing sunshine today with warmer high temperatures, mostly in the 60s. Dry skies will continue throughout the week with gradual warming each day. Highs will reach the 80s by Thursday, then cooler with showers by the weekend. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Delta Dental of Washington. Regular dental visits do more than just keep your teeth and gums healthy. They can also be your first line of defense in the early detection of oral cancer, offering you the most choice to find your favorite dentist. Delta Dental of Washington. Get in with Delta Dental.
Hey, Sleepground USA is having their Interest Free for Three event. It will end this Sunday. It's your last chance to cut your interest rate down to zero during Sleep Country's Interest Free for Three event. you can get 3 years interest-free financing with no money down on Beautyrest Black, Stearns & Foster, Serta's Eye Comfort, even Tempur-Pedic mattress. That's the most highly recommended bed in America. You will always get a SleepCenter USA free delivery, free setup of your new mattress, and removal of your old set. They always do that. During the interest-free for three event, you can get, check this out, a Sealy queen-size mattress set for the everyday low price of just $399. That's during the very limited interest-free for three event, but it will end soon. There are over 80 stores in the Puget Sound area for SleepCenter USA. They're all employee-owned. All their brands are on display in all their showrooms. They invite you to come in, take a rest test, find the bed that's right for you. You can be sleeping on it tonight if you're in by 2 o'clock this afternoon. You'll always know you got the very best price because if your bed goes on sale anywhere else, they'll beat that sale price by 5% and refund the difference guaranteed. SleepCenter USA's interest-free for three event. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Hi, I'm Cindy from Sun Mountain Lodge near Winthrop. Just outside our doors, you'll find everything you'd want in a high country spring getaway. Panoramic mountain views, wildlife, and fields of spring flowers painting the landscape with vibrant color. And through June 19th, our Mayflower package starts at just $97.50 per person, double occupancy, including room, breakfast, and gratuities. Sales tax extra. 800-572-0493 or sunmountainlodge.com.
I'm Jeffrey Hattori with Nikkei Concerns. Families trust us to provide skilled nursing care and other services to their loved ones. And we know that taking care of our employees helps them be at their best for our residents. Working with Regions helps us provide high-quality health benefits to our team at a cost that lets us do other things to accomplish our mission. You can't ask for a better business partner than that.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Shield serves select counties in the state of Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Great food starts with quality ingredients. Tender, fall-off-the-bone meats, locally raised chicken, and flavorful steaks. And at Fred Meyer, you'll find an incredible selection of carefully chosen, responsibly sourced meat and seafood, plus new lower prices every day. So what will you find at Fred Meyer? Everything you need for better meals, bigger flavors, and healthier food, no matter what's on the menu.
Bring home boneless beef chuck pot roast for just $3.48 a pound. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
We all make compromises, but in certain things you shouldn't have to, like windows and doors for your home. When it comes to Marvin Windows and Doors, there are no compromises. A family-owned company and industry leader for over four generations, Marvin takes pride in upholding the values of craftsmanship, innovation, and integrity. Every single Marvin window and door is made to order and handcrafted in America. With Marvin, there's no settling for almost what you want. You get a product built around you with energy efficiency and the industry's most extensive selection of styles, shapes, and sizes. Your local Marvin dealer has the knowledge, expertise, and personalized service you can't find at big box stores. So no more compromises. Choose Marvin Windows and Doors.
Visit Western Pacific Building Materials in Everett or the Design Studio in Bellevue or log on to GoWestPac.com and find the perfect solution for your project. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
People who know cars like Kelly Blue Book know Toyota has the best resale value of all brands. And did you know, during Toyota's spring sales drive, you can get 0% APR financing on 12 different new Toyotas, including the 2014 Camry, Prius, RAV4, and Tundra. Or choose $1,500 cash back on a 2014 Camry, the best-built, best-looking Camry ever. Get $1,000 cash back on the new 2014 Tundra Crewmax and get more truck than you'll ever need and everything you'll ever want. Or get $1,000 back on a new 2014 Sienna minivan with great available features like a sliding center console and blind spot monitoring. Limited term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. Cash back direct from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price. For complete details on all Toyota offers, visit buyatoyota.com. Hurry into one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers now. Toyota's spring sales drive ends May 5th. Toyota. Let's go places.
Right now at Earl's Appliance, get $1,000 in instant savings when you purchase select Sub-Zero refrigeration combined with a select Wolf range or cooktop and wall oven. Plus, take $250 in savings on up to six additional selected products. The more you buy, the more you save.
It's the I Love My Kids and Baby sale at Fred Meyer. Save on Oshkosh, Kids Corner, Carter's, and so much more. Download your coupon at fredmeyer.com and save an extra 15%. The I Love My Kids and Baby sale at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Want a better ride? Let's stretch your windshield by 50 feet. Let's add a ton of horsepower, and let's get the next drive-through for a dining car. That's right, a dining car. And a sleeping car and a getaway in an altogether different car. A spacious Amtrak train. One-way fares from Seattle are as low as $95 to Sacramento, $54 to Spokane. Book now at Amtrak.com. Fares subject to availability. Routes, fares, and services subject to change without notice. Restrictions apply. Now making 500 destinations a far better ride. Amtrak. Enjoy the journey.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're the lead singer in a musical.
What would you do in the Lily Lemon Groves? Just a kissy kiss at home!
Steve?
Hey, what's up, Joyce?
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free flat repair to free rotation, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
Dear Congress, I'm writing you about that AM Crunch Wrap from Taco Bell's new breakfast menu. They're hiding a hash brown inside the AM Crunch Wrap, away from plain view. I like my hash browns where I can see them. That ain't breakfast. It's borderline treason. Ah, the NT is stuck again.
The next generation of breakfast is here. Introducing the all-new AM Crunch Wrap. Eggs, bacon, cheese, and a hash brown inside. Only at Taco Bell. Wake up, live Moss. At participating locations.
This report is brought to you by 24 Live Another Day on Fox.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. 405 southbound still backed up from 527 out of Kirkland, northbound through the S-curves, northbound on the Valley Freeway, miserable 84th to 405. Northbound 5 jams up at Mid-Boeing Field, southbound heavy through Shoreline, and then picking up 85th through the U District.
If you haven't seen 24, you don't know Jack. Next Monday on Fox, the legendary series 24 returns for an epic 12-episode event with Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer. 24, Live Another Day, premieres Monday, May 5th on Fox.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Okay, folks, here it is. This track, James King and the Southsiders, featuring Arlen Harmon. You know the story of what he went through. And this is a final recording of him playing incredible piano on the song House of Blue Lights.
Check the boots and we'll walk on back to a knockdown shack at the end of town. The five D's come on and just won't quit. People walk until the blue light lit. Fall in here, dig those side down at the house of blue light. They got fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs. Beetle G is when they play the red eye beat. You want to spend the rest of your night at the house of blue lights.
back and bed you down. A five-piece combo that you just won't quit. People walk until they see the blue light lit. Fall in here, dig those sights down at the house of blue light. They got fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs. Peter Lucchese is when they serve the red hot beats. You gotta spend the rest of your night at the house of blue lights. Sha-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma, oh boy. Sha-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma, oh boy. Sha-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma, oh boy. Sha-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma, oh boy. Sha-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma, oh boy.
There you go, with a hee-haw.
It's hard to believe that's live. Do you hear the end there?
Just recorded live in a club with hardly anybody in it. Just a bunch of people. All right. I will ask. People are already asking me, can you get that? I will ask. I think we should maybe make a little post and let people share it, but we'll see. I know they're going to mix the whole night down into an album. That is James King and the Southsiders with Arlen Harmon. All right, it's 8:43. Boy, there's a lot going on today. There's the big scandal about the owner of the Clippers and whether or not he will. He's made these racist recordings with his. Is it a girlfriend? Right.
Well, yes. She says that she's not dating him anymore.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I totally believe
I could
her.
Date a man 50 years my senior, but not if he's going to mind like that.
Nah. Anyway, he's like a multi-billionaire who owns the Clippers, and he was upset that she took her photo with a black man, and so she recorded him saying all of these things about black people and, how, sure they exist.
But you don't have to take a picture with them.
And they play
them.
On my NBA team.
I would acknowledge that they walk the earth. But
you shouldn't take a picture publicly and post it on Instagram. I don't even really know what Instagram is. It's like Facebook for pictures, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. If you want to know about the Donald Sterling story, let's let John Oliver tell us everything. John Oliver from The Daily Show, fantastic comedian, British import that we all love. He has a brand new HBO show that airs on Sundays. It's like The Daily Show, but only once a week. I watched it last night. It's hilarious.
And so he was on this breaking weekend story.
Yes. Yeah, he
gets a first crack at it.
Yeah. It's called Last Week Tonight, John Oliver's show. And here he discusses Donald Sterling.
It turned out to be a rough week for unrepentant racists and recording devices.
The owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, Donald Sterling, was caught on audio taped telling his girlfriend not to pose for pictures with black people and not to then bring them to basketball games.
Sterling was upset after she posted an Instagram photo of her with Magic Johnson.
Wow. That is genuinely shocking. An 80-year-old man knows about Instagram. But, look, I'm sure he'll win his way back into everyone's good graces. Who can stay mad at that racist face? He's like a walking before photo. And impressively, this horrific human actually managed to somehow one-up the previous most racist person of the week, Cliven Bundy, who finished his week-long seminar on the benefits of slavery by provoking the single greatest introduction to an interview in the history of the English language.
Mr. Bundy, I see in your arms that you are holding a dead calf.
Oh. This whole thing?
I hadn't even noticed that I was carrying it.
That's beautiful. They are a team now.
Oh, it was a terrific week for unrepentant racism.
A
that
sports
is true.
Poll at SeattleTimes.com says, what should the NBA do if racist comments attributed to Clippers owner Donald Sterling are substantiated? Well, first off, how do you define substantiated?
Well, right now they're saying alleged because you got to prove his voice on the tape.
Right.
You got to prove.
And maybe he could say, I was doing a play about racism.
Right. one-man act called Progress.
Yeah. You can make Brian Williams sing Gin and Juice, I mean, with the right amount of editing.
So this could all be careful editing. Let's play one of those clips.
Yeah. Pick one?
Which one?
I mean, the most definite is number three.
You want to do number three?
Yeah, okay. Number three.
Here's a good one. This is where Sterling's girlfriend, V, asked him if he's ever thought about the fact that most of his players are black, and then she points out that he himself is a minority.
Do you know that you have a whole team that's black that plays for you?
Do I know? I support them and give them food and clothes and cars and houses. Who gives it to them? Does someone else give it to them? Do I know that I have? Who makes the game? Do I make the game or do they make the game? And is there 30 owners that created the league?
I'm not going to bring any black people to the stadium.
Well, is it easy to say that?
I would never ask anyone not to bring someone based on race. It's like saying, like, let's just persecute and kill all of the Jews.
Oh, it's the same thing, right?
Well, isn't it wrong? Wasn't it wrong then with the Holocaust? And you're Jewish. You understand discrimination?
You're really a mental case. The Holocaust we're comparing with...
Racism. Discrimination.
No racism here. If you don't want to be walking into a basketball game with a certain person, is that racism?
Now, again, he's not saying everyone should be rounded up and, you know, tossed into ovens, but seriously, him calling her a mental case is the most
outrageous thing. I'll give it out, by the way. Anytime I feel like I'm losing an argument, just call the other person a mental case.
You're crazy. You're acting crazy.
Cannibalism is bad. You're a mental case.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the fallout continues while the NBA tries to figure out what they're going to do. An R&B singer named Tank, who is going to sing the national anthem at tomorrow's Clippers game, is refusing.
Right.
He's boycotting yesterday. A lot of people went to the Clippers game holding up signs. The one that's gone viral is a really funny one. Two bros, one black, one white. And the white guy's holding up a sign that says, I'm bringing a black guy to your game. And then the black guy has a sign that says, I'm a black guy. So it's kind of a laughing stock.
That should be hilarious. You know what? I heard that the orcas at SeaWorld were going to go to the game, but now they're not going.
They're trying to, you know, they're calling this thing that they're waiting on a full investigation. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do about Donald Sterling.
What can they do? So here's the poll. Tell me what you think about this poll. If the claims are substantiated, which I don't know what that's going to require, but... ban him for life, say 42% of, but he, ban him from playing basketball?
They
from
could force him to sell. Yeah.
They can force him to sell.
Absolutely.
It's a private club, the owners of a major league sports league.
We ran into that when we were talking about the Sacramento Kings, too. The NBA could have forced that guy to sell, and they opted not to. They didn't want to set the precedent. But if they ever wanted to set that precedent, this is a great time to do it.
Well, I was talking to Dick Fain next door. We're in the men's room. And you do anything but look over when you're in there. So you talk about anything. The NBA has these owners, and they've got conduct that's detrimental to the league, is the verbiage that they can use if they want to get this guy out of the league. He is obviously bad for business. If people are going to boycott the games, if people are going to be up in arms about this guy, you know, spouting this viewpoint and still owning and making money.
Yeah, that's true. So 31% say let the marketplace have its say, which is feels like a cop-out. I mean, I don't know what that means. Let the people stop going to the games. Let the team decide what to do with them based on whether people go to the games. And then 17% say suspend him for a year. 10% say heavily fine him. The only bad thing about this poll, did you notice?
There's not really any just let him be
No,
option.
There's a No, the Times wouldn't have put that
in. Yeah, this is all fine.
Yeah.
This
hey,
is all
there's
fine.
People that think so.
Get over fine. It. Option D. Get over it.
No. The total people that responded to the poll, 600.
Right. It's pretty new.
It's a new poll.
Right.
If you want to go, vote at seattletimes.com/sports. So they didn't have much time before the press deadline.
The problem with this, and as distasteful as this man is and what he says, he hasn't spouted any of these comments. These comments would have never been made public if TMZ had not gotten a tape from somewhere. This was a private phone conversation. I'm just saying it's going to be hard to get rid of this guy if he doesn't want to go.
Right. In a court case, this would be inadmissible as evidence.
Yeah, because it's not like he's gotten up on a podium and done anything to hurt the character of the
in
game
fact, he
or
was
anything.
About to get an award from the NAACP.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but, you're looking at me funny. It's true. He has not said a public word.
But now, if you were an L.A. Clippers fan or an L.A. Clippers player, how would you feel today?
Terrible. If I were a season ticket holder for the Clippers right now, I'd be calling and asking for my money back, and I know what they would be telling me.
Sorry,
you don't
folks,
get your money
we
back.
We didn't catch him in the on the stand, so we can't honor your wishes and beliefs and respect
well,
those.
Well, even if he did, it's beyond. I'm just
no, it's a business transaction. Yeah, different from your wishes and beliefs.
Yeah.
Well, no, but a business transaction is also the other owners.
I do business with all kinds of people I can't stand.
And
you should too.
And the minute
why
they're
are you
bad,
looking at us
and
like
the
that?
Minute they're bad for business, you're going to stop doing business with them, right?
Well, you can stop then, but that doesn't get you last season's season ticket money back. So don't buy next year.
This guy's going to have to sell because
a whole lot of people depend on that income that aren't him.
I mean, there will be a massive boycott, and I'd be the first one to boycott. I would not go to the game. I would not buy the tickets, but it would be hard to make him sell based on a private phone conversation that was leaked to a gossip website.
You would not be the first one to boycott because the first one is Snoop Dogg. One of the best and first messages on Instagram was Snoop Dogg's message to Donald Sterling.
A message to the mother... that own the Clippers.
Okay.
This redneck, white bread, chicken mother. You, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of you.
Love go it. Clippers!
Yeah.
I'm just glad these children are here to hear this.
By the way,
wonderful bit of urban wisdom.
It may mark the first time in history that a message of love and hope contained all that language.
Can't we all just get along and...
Wow. He's not wavering.
Right.
Well, Snoop is pretty clear on how he feels. And President Obama. I think we have that idea. I mean, he's pretty
that
clear.
Was President Obama, actually. Snoop was very...
Here's Snoop's tape. I can't believe that we live in
let's
a
hear President Obama.
Let him talk.
They kind of speak for themselves. When ignorant folks want to advertise their ignorance, you don't really have to do anything. You just let them talk.
That was Snoop Dogg.
The other one, they were mislabeled. The other one was President Obama.
I wish.
Wouldn't that be cool? But if President Obama said that, that'd be the end of his presidency.
I mean, let's put this in a way
racist,
that we
white
could...
chicken eating.
Let's put it in a way that we could all understand it. What if the boss here at the radio station came out and said horrible things about, white men? How would you feel? How would it make you feel? Would you want to come into work? Would you want to do your job? Knowing that somebody dislikes... middle-class white men.
It would make it difficult. Look, the real truth is it would make it difficult, but you would want to put things into perspective in that the boss is just the boss for as long as he's the boss. The owner, even, it doesn't really own you. So if you work in any work environment, you're part of a team.
Believe me, this guy thinks he owns you. I can go that far.
Oh, I can tell you he does.
Thinks
that.
That seems to be the problem.
But what he has is a contract with you for your services for a period of time for your mutual benefit.
He gives them cars. He gives them food. Yeah.
Joe's point that this is going to be difficult is true. But also, the blazing white hot spotlight of the media is a powerful force. And it's going to, and you know, in a way, we're also free speech, and we put the pressure back on the free. You know, you talk about free speech is free, but it doesn't keep you from consequences of people boycotting you, not doing business with you, or whatever. So, you know, it's okay for you to think what you want, and then everyone else is going to think back.
Yeah, this Donald Sterling. We mentioned this earlier in the show that he's been married for a long time to a woman who he's been long estranged from, but not divorced. So they've gone their separate ways, but never officially divorced. And she came out and said, oh, yeah, he's a real a-hole.
Like, yeah, that's
the
that's
worst piece of scum ever.
All right. Anything else, Pedro? Any other comments?
We have more audio. I mean, this it was like a...
Nobody wanted to say, well, let me think about it for a while.
We should also say that this woman is being sued by him for a couple million dollars. So
not anymore.
The girlfriend?
She's got those tapes. Yeah. Okay.
Because he's accusing her of exploiting him for like $1.8 million, isn't that right?
Right.
Yeah.
So this is a result of her not liking the fact he is suing her.
Yeah. One more for now, and then we can keep it for later. At one point, Sterling told his girlfriend that she was disrespecting the rest of the world by being seen with black people.
Why do you have to disrespect them, those that are...
Who am I disrespecting?
The world before you.
Why am I disrespecting them?
Well, by walking, you're perceived as either a Latina or a white girl. Why should you be walking publicly with black people? Why? Is there a benefit to you?
Is it a benefit to me? Does it matter if they're white or blue or yellow?
Well, I guess that you don't know that. Maybe you're stupid.
You know, I had the same conversation at my house.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, this is how we talk all the time. You know. Maybe you're a stupid idiot.
All right. George Clooney. Is he engaged?
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. We'll tell you who is engaged to George Clooney.
Maybe she's a stupid idiot.
And The Good Wife, a show I really enjoy, is currently being banned from China, along with a bunch of other shows. What is China doing? Well, apparently there's some website sneaking shows into China, and the Chinese government is very upset with our TV shows being shown there.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Staples. Make more happen.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm Ashley Ryan. Northbound 5 backed up at the Michigan curve to I-90. Southbound slow from the Kingston-Homish County line to Northgate. Then it's bumper-to-bumper across the Ship Canal. The express lane's back up at 520. Southbound 5 is lined up out of the convention center past I-90 with a stall in the HOV lane, and 405 northbound bumper-to-bumper through the
Staples has great deals on everything you need to promote your business. And right now, get 50% off marketing materials in-store or online Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 5-3. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See staples.com/copy and print for details.
All right. After just about 1 week of 3010 Weight Loss for Life that Lisa and I joined in, to get ready for summer season, perhaps perhaps get a little suntan. Take off. My wife's always saying, "Take off your shirt." I'm like, "I don't want to take off my shirt." you take your shirt off. After 1 week of 3010 Weight Loss for Life, I know what we get is it's hard to finish all the food.
Yeah, once you get dialed in on this thing,
it's actually strange. It's like, make sure you eat your cups of vegetables. Make sure you eat. And I'm looking at the food, and I'm actually realizing there's a couple of extras left because you count it and you deal it out.
Right.
I've enjoyed a lot of it, and I'm actually surprised. I'll be interested to see how it works when we go in and weigh. That's
well, let me tell you this. For a few weeks, well, as I've been in this almost a month and a half, I would skip some of the meals they suggested and not eating as much vegetables as they asked me to, and I wasn't doing as well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a chemistry involved to them turning your body into a fat-burning machine, and I've lost over 25 pounds.
25 pounds, yeah. And it shows well on you both. 3010weightlossforlife.com. Call them at 855-843-3010. People are going and saying, "I want to do what Joe's doing." They're already noticing you, my friend.
30 plus in 6 weeks.
Three convenient locations: Silverdale, Kent, and Bellevue.
They say soccer is an art, a beautiful dance. And what is a dance without a little taunting?
PEMCO Insurance presents Northwest Profile number 26. I know I am. I'm sure I am. Sounders FC fan.
A back heel to a header to a nutmeg to a goal can happen in a heartbeat. A true chanter must be prepared with a proper Northwest heckle. Ole, ole, ole. Looks like your goalie needs a latte. Hi-ho, hi-ho, you all got spanked in Soto. Glory, glory, Sounders FC. We hope you enjoyed the scenery, but you're still losers. I know I am, I'm sure I am, Sounders FC fan, you're one of us. And although a professional soccer team may be worth waiting for, great claim service is not. That's why we're quick, like our beloved strikers. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local PEMCO agent, or visit PEMCO.com. PEMCO, we're a lot like you, a little different. PEMCO Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
Now, I don't mean to bring you down,
But let's face it, too much or too regular alcohol drinking over a long period of time is a health, family, and happiness wrecker. I was once there myself. Some friends, against my wishes, sent me to Schicksal Hospital. I even insisted then I would never quit. Now, that was years ago. I walked out the door of Schick happy as one can be to never have another drink. No coke, no weed, no nothing. And I've never missed it for a minute. I became just the way I was before the habits took control. Now, there's a fine line between a successful young drinker and an old drunk. And folks, there just ain't nothing in the world uglier than an old drunk. And some of you are near that line. Others have already crossed over. Put it all in reverse and get back to the happy, healthy you. It only takes 10 days. This great Seattle hospital said 800 craving on the phone, on the web at schickshadle.com. I'm Pat O'Day. I'm begging you to think about this no better time than now. And thank you for listening.
The Emerald Queen Casino presents K-Sport 30. This Saturday, Tacoma's Drew Brokenshire moves up to fight for the K-Sport Lightweight Championship against Enumclaw's Justin Harrington. Plus a full card, including middleweight contenders Alfonso Gonzalez and Jared Torgerson. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino. The K-Sport Lightweight Championship. Be there this Saturday, only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Give Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning a call now for big savings on air conditioning or visit bobsheating.com.
Developing sunshine today with warmer high temperatures, mostly in the 60s. Dry skies will continue throughout the week with gradual warming each day. Highs will reach the 80s by Thursday, then cooler with showers by the weekend. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Dollar Tree. It's the wave to summer fun at Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar. Make your next summer party sizzle with party supplies and fun new designs. Stock up for summer vacation with beach and pool toys, sunglasses, flip-flops, water bottles, snacks, and more. Summer fun starts at Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar.
Hey guys, with wives and mothers, just a friendly reminder that Mother's Day is coming up, and so is Bartell's big anniversary sale. Two things you traditionally forget, Mother's Day and anniversaries, now in an easy-to-remember package. Just swing by Bartell's big anniversary sale for great deals on stuff for the moms in your life. I certainly would love a SodaStream Source at-home soda maker for $99.99 and that $20 Bartell's gift card that comes with it. And guys, 30% off all Revlon cosmetics would be a win, too. You'll also find practical things like 12-pack double rolls of MD bath tissue just $4.79. During Bartell's anniversary sale, you can even enter to win a trip for four to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico on Alaska Airlines. That'd make you mom's favorite, for sure. Not that we ever have favorites. Bartell's, your family-owned neighborhood, two birds with one sale store.
I mowed at Mary's lawn 5 times.
And I used my babysitting money.
And we all went to Fred Meyer Jewelers.
This Mother's Day, show mom how much you care with a heart-shaped pendant that's just her style. Or treat her to the perfect ring in rose gold. And discover new designs in colored diamonds. Plus, you'll save 40 to 70% on gifts for mom. Visit us in the store or shop online at fredmeyerjewelers.com.
I love it.
Happy Mother's Day from Fred Meyer Jewelers.
Save up to $2,500 on your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Get $1,000 instant savings when you purchase select Sub-Zero refrigeration combined with a select Wolf range or cooktop and wall oven. Plus, take $250 in savings on up to 6 additional selected products. The more you buy, the more you save. See the store for all the details. There's just one name to remember, Arnold's. Hurry in, the Sub-Zero and Wolf offer ends soon. In Bellevue on 132nd between Northeast 20th and Bell Red Road.
Join the $20,000 Money Mayhem this month at The Cube. Grab your share every Tuesday with a chance to walk off with $5,000 May 27th. More rewards, more winners, more fun. Find it right here at The Cube.
Welcome to The Q Zone, the North End's premium destination for sports and entertainment. Only at Quilceda Creek Casino. Details at QCCCasino.com.
Summertime is easy time, especially if you're cruising with Holland America Line through Alaska, Europe, or Eastern Canada and New England. Some of the best summer playgrounds. Holland America Line's elegant mid-sized ships are large enough to offer diverse amenities, yet small enough to feel stylish and sophisticated, with gracious service that is second to none. Come follow your appetite to exquisite onboard dining options. Take in the thrill of dancing with the stars at sea. Revel in activities for every age and interest. And on top of it all, take advantage of our Summer on Sale event, featuring free or reduced fares for kids, free upgrades, and a free beverage card valued at up to $100. Convenient 7-day Alaska cruises from Seattle and Vancouver, BC start at just $499. Call your travel advisor or visit HollandAmerica.com. Fares cruise only. Per person, double occupancy on select departures. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Ships registry, the Netherlands.
Join Langston Hughes Performing Arts Institute for their annual African American Film Festival, April 26th through May 4th. Enjoy 59 films and get tickets at langstoninstitute.org.
From Clear Channel Communities and 95.7 KJR. Get info at 95.7KJR.com.
This report is brought to you by Southwest Plumbing. Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Now we've got the two right lanes blocked as well as a crash still on the right shoulder, southbound 5 north of Lake City Way. The backup starts before Northgate. Northbound 5 struggles at the Michigan Curve. Eastbound 90 still lined up through the Mount Baker Tunnel. 405 northbound slow 167 into Newcastle and northbound on the Valley Freeway bumper to bumper at 180th. Last year, over 15,000 homeowners chose Southwest Plumbing. You can, too. For upfront pricing and guaranteed work, Southwest Plumbing is the one to call. Open weekends and evenings with no extra charge. Southwest Plumbing.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.
So do people in China watch our shows in English, Joe, or do they just, do they have subtitles when they sneak them off the internet? How does that work?
Well, I guess they don't even really have to sneak them anymore. The deal is you can, the broadcast, they will not broadcast our shows on Chinese TV, but they have their own versions of Netflix and things like that, where you can get on-demand programming over the internet.
And with regards to subtitles, you don't really need subtitles for a lot of our shows because it's just about a promiscuous lawyer who cheats on her husband or
sure.
a promiscuous governor
easy
who cheats on his wife. Yeah.
And I think the other thing is, Eric, isn't English like almost everybody's second language in the world? We're the only country that really only has one language.
That is true.
Yeah. So, look at this. The Chinese government frowns on violence, superstition, and scandal.
The show itself or the overall?
No, the actual, they don't like those things.
Actually, I frown on 2 out of 3 of those myself.
Which ones do you frown on?
Oh, violence and scandal. I'm all about
it. But not in a show. A show is a show, right?
Right.
You'd watch a movie that had violence and scandal in it.
Yeah, it's not my favorite sort of shows to watch. But yeah, I watch a little bit of violence now and then.
Sure, just a taste of
a little bit of scandal.
Dash of scandal. I mean,
a little dash, never heard
it's a little that. Boardwalk Empire, a little Ray Bradbury. You get a little violence, a little scandal in there.
Just enough.
The government is in talks with internet companies, and they say they're going to close those websites with new rules this year. They're trying to study a set of plans to manage imported shows on the internet. The online video companies are exploiting policy loopholes to sneak these shows in. Domestic dramas and variety shows still significantly more popular than foreign programming. This is Canada had the same problem. No difference between China and Canada. Just a little closer. But Canada, remember, they had
sure
that,
they
like, boost Anne Murray's career
yes,
by
did.
Getting rid of, you know, ZZ Top.
I loved the Anne Murray Variety Hour. It was hilarious.
That's right.
Did you love Loverboy Tuesdays in Canada?
No.
All Loverboy
yeah,
all
they,
the time?
They would have limit how much U.S. program. And they you had to do a certain amount of Canadian program. I think they still have those laws. It's Janelle in Seattle. Hello, Janelle.
Hi. You know, I don't think it's the good wife that's promiscuous. It's her cheating governor husband.
That's right. It's a dirty, no good
You know,
husband.
I'm having a hard time after a few years of that show, which one of them is scummier.
Yeah.
Why can't it be both?
Well, I went with the whole title, The Good Wife, that she was the good one.
Yeah.
But she's got issues. You know, her husband's a good guy now. He's the good guy.
She's faithful until she's pushed.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, I see.
She's faithful until she's pushed. Then it's okay.
But don't you think, just without doing any spoilers, now that her, you know, secret romantic would-be is dead, without any spoilers, don't you think that she's the bad wife now? Because he's the good husband. They should rename the show The Good Husband.
They don't have to change the name. You think every day was happy on Happy Days? No. Even Fonzie had a downer.
I think they should rename it The Good Husband because he's a good governor. He does his best not to know about...
I don't know. Those ballots are still under scrutiny.
But he didn't have anything to do with that. If you recall, it was the stupid lawyers that did that.
Well, we don't know all that yet.
Let's just call the show Doing Their Best.
You know what? Janelle, I'd love to sit and talk about the show with you, but the Chinese government has told me to stop. All right, hang on a second. Here's your prize.
You have a $50 Ivers gift card from 95.7 KJRFM. They're celebrating 75 unforgettable years with their Clamserversary specials. Go to Ivers.com.
Right. Awesome.
Clamserversary.
The good clam.
It's a nice bar I've actually been to in New Orleans.
Is there a bar called the good clam?
You don't want to sit down there.
No, you don't.
You want to stand.
All right. The big shows that they're getting rid of are Big Bang Theory, Good Wife, NCIS. Also, The Practice. They don't like that show for some odd reason.
Big Bang Theory?
Yeah. Isn't it ironic that the countries that make the little devices that we're trading all of this content on are now freaking out about how to keep the content from their people who sit in factories making the devices to watch it on? I mean, ultimately, they have to fail at that, right?
Well, the old saying goes, how are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen what's on the iPod? They're
good wife.
Yeah, really.
You know, the rascals, people got to be free. I think that they will eventually want it. Okay, George Clooney is now engaged, according to sources, that source being the New York Post, even though he told Esquire in September he had no aspirations to be married with children ever. But that was before he was seen with Amal Alamuddin in October. Alamuddin is a 36-year-old Oxford-educated British lawyer. Apparently, she also shares his passion for international human rights. That was the way into his heart.
She's smart and beautiful and speaks many languages. She was the lawyer who defended Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks guy.
Yeah.
She's like just a hair too good for him, even so.
She should buy the LA Clippers.
She should. We solved
two problems at once.
Speaking of which, the owner, Donald Sterling, was photographed last night. The pictures are just coming out today. He was out with his wife. You guys have wives. Have you seen this face before? Ooh, look how angry she is.
Ooh, she looks mean.
Ooh, yeah. She's so mad.
Now, that's not a happy one. Time.
His wife is the one who leaked?
No.
No, his girlfriend's the one who leaked. The wife
he has
is
a wife and a girlfriend?
They're long estranged.
The wife?
Yeah.
So why was he with her last night?
Maybe no one else would get him from court.
Maybe she's his longtime confidant, you know?
Well, he agreed not to go to the ball game. So last night, he didn't show up for his team's game to make it easier on everybody. Instead, they went and saw 12 Years a Slave. And he did cry when the slaves escaped.
Joe is rocking it.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh,
that's his best slave.
That would have been the smartest thing he could do.
Oh, my God.
And photograph.
Smartest thing he could do is, you know, he's got a lot of money, and there's a lot of countries where, you know, even Pedro's country, they'll take you in down there.
Oh, they'll take everyone.
They don't care how you feel
about
this
run?
Sort of thing. Well, he's done. I mean, he's done as far as being... Nobody's going to want this guy to show up at your party. This is the only billionaire that's been blacklisted from you know, U.S. society. I mean, they might still take his money, but nobody wants this guy to show up anywhere after this.
Right.
And it's not his fault. I mean, it's terrible.
What do you mean it's not his fault?
He didn't publish this stuff. I mean, he's an ignorant, backwards-thinking guy, but...
But we don't have room to ostracize all of them.
Oh, there are so many ignorant, backwards-thinking
people. Who has the time?
I'm with you on this one. Look at you.
I think we make the time. Come on.
Okay, back to George Clooney. People Magazine and New York Post say they're engaged. George Clooney, eternal bachelor, engaged. They hope to keep the engagement quiet, but they can't hide the fact that they're very happy. Alamuddin showing off her engagement ring while dining with Clooney at a Malibu, California restaurant Thursday night. Sure, they're trying to hide the fact that
actually,
they're engaged.
They were trying to hide it. They didn't make any statements. It was her law firm that put out a statement congratulating them, and then it came out. And even the worst, most gossipy rags wouldn't comment on it for sure until they found out.
You think Clooney stays married if he gets married this late?
Clooney has been married before. This is his second marriage.
Oh.
Yeah. But he's been linked with some of the most beautiful, successful women in the entire world, and none stuck since the 80s. So he obviously wants this one.
The woman he married, actually, I'm reading from 1989, was from the movie No Strings Attached, which should have been a clue. He said he wasn't very good at being married, which is a way of saying...
Right. A texter is pointing out, you know who Clooney's ex is married to right now? The guy who plays Roger Sterling in Mad Men.
Oh.
That's who her husband is. I love that guy.
Wow. She liked the gray hair then, obviously.
Yeah. I feel bad for this woman getting married to George Clooney. Can you imagine waking up and seeing that every day? So annoying. Ugh. Gross. Who would want to live with that guy every day?
Alamuddin is ranked as one of the 21 hottest barristers in London. By the way, a barrister is not someone who makes your coffee in London. That's their word for a lawyer, right?
Yeah. Don't even try and make a joke because Joe's ripples from his are still affecting
the room.
She works
at that bikini law firm, right?
Yeah. Okay.
She does.
Okay. Well, that's nice to see that George Clooney would get married. It's got to be tough to be George Clooney and get married, because married guys take time to train. And affirmed egotistical bachelors, I imagine it's a tough leap to take to be married. When you're married, you know, you have to put your wife, would you say first or a close second, Joe?
Well, I think you put your family first.
You're not answering my question. Look at you, like you're on
better.
The Meet the Press.
Well, you're really family. Getting better at
just
this.
Talking about the wife. Forget about the family for a second. Wife first or a close second?
Well, as part of your family first. What would she be a close second to?
You.
No. Your family comes before you.
It comes before you.
Yeah.
Okay. Your daughter even is first.
You bet.
Yeah. You're last.
My pug is ahead of me.
Third.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. I think it might be...
I would not go with the pug. I'd differ with you on the pug.
Why is that?
I wouldn't put a pet before... I mean, if you're talking Titanic and lifeboats, and you could squeeze me in, or we could get the pug, but then I don't fit.
Women, children, hamsters, and the boats. Let's go.
Yeah.
Don't
make
me
honest.
Choose between you and my pug.
No,
you don't
want to
hear
me.
About that.
All right. Between you and your pug, though...
Oh, no. Well,
would you die for your pug?
No. Okay. You know, I mean, I
would you
I
die would, for your wife and kid? I'll bet you would.
Not. I would begrudgingly.
I would be thrilled about
that's
it.
That's a nice way to go. That's how we'll remember you.
By the way, during the time you were begrudging, really? They could be killed.
I'll make the speech. He didn't want to. He was very upset about it.
That's a decision made in a split second, and you would choose
right.
That.
Oh, yeah. I think. And maybe
you don't have time for begrudging.
I don't think anybody knows how those decisions go until they come. I mean, maybe a total stranger. If I saw a total stranger about to be run over, would I try to jump out in front of that car and push the person out of the way? I would like to think that I would.
Hmm.
No, I have not been in that situation.
Oops.
I don't know where that happened.
It's
it's your wife.
No, that's odd. I usually have it off. A total stranger, no way.
You don't think you wouldn't?
I would jump out in front of a total stranger.
You wouldn't
if I
yourself...
was hired to be protect the president and I had taken an oath.
Yeah.
But the oath part goes to family. That's what I think makes family different.
Hold on. I got to ask a question. Small child. You see a small child, and this child is in imminent danger. Do you jump out and
I can't
push
speak
the child
to
away?
Instinct.
Right. Exactly.
If my instinct took over,
and I think it would.
I'd be saying, "What the heck are you doing?" As I was hit by the bus.
Right.
Probably.
I think your instincts would take over.
But I'm talking conscious. Like getting married is a conscious decision. George Clooney saying, "Okay, I've been a bachelor. I never planned on it. All right, I'm going to do it." Then you have to, you know, consciously. Put your ego in a second position.
George Clooney doesn't need any training. This is the
you don't
whole
thing.
No. No, my dear.
He's just great because
no,
he's beautiful.
No, my dear. No.
He's like buying a certified pre-owned Toyota.
Look,
he has been checked.
I've never met the guy, but look, let's steal what we know. He has prime interest and gives money to wonderful causes, puts himself out there for Sudan and places that were forgotten before people even knew you know, what was going on.
He's
in the Congo.
Good to humanity as a collective thing.
He's a humanitarian.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant actor, director, philanthropist. He's smart. He's interesting.
Great catch.
It's a great catch.
Yeah.
And this woman obviously affected him in a way that nobody ever affected him before because she obviously is one that he can't let go. So it's nice.
And she liked the same things, which I'd say is a trouble sign in most relationships.
Well, except also she's not a climber. She's already accomplished. She's not into the show business deal.
Right. She doesn't need it. Yeah.
Right.
Like Paul McCartney's new wife.
Exactly right. You're
compared to the other one.
Yep.
I'm sure these people on this level, they don't have, you know, some of the compatibility issues of a newlywed couple they probably don't have. I mean, when you have as much money, for one, as they have, you've got somebody to pick up your stuff. You know, you've got somebody to do all the little things that annoy husbands and wives. I think so.
Really? So if you had enough money, when you took off your clothes and just left them laying there, someone would be right around to pick those up for you? So your wife wouldn't have to complain?
There would never be a toilet seat up, you know? It would
someone
be like,
would be there
oh, yeah,
just the,
when oh, I'm
it would be
moment.
The
yeah.
toilet seat captain.
Yeah, there'd be somebody just to take care of
Commodore.
That sort of stuff.
But Commodore, you'll
Commode,
get that toilet
Commodore.
Seat for me.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, wipe the rim of the bowl every time, please.
Yeah, I mean, the cat litter box would never be too full. I mean, there you would have people.
And would your wife have a collection of these people, too?
Oh, you
for
bet.
Her? What
you
would
bet.
They be, what would the individual titles of these people be?
Oh, just, you know, you would have somebody to cook. You would have somebody to go out there and weed the garden. I mean, that's the way people of means have that stuff. So
that's
I
true.
Think
there's certainly less practical resentment. You get that, obviously.
I'm not sure, but it's a wonderful fantasy.
You're not sure?
No.
Really? People don't resent each other in
marriage
because of all the little things?
I do know that I've heard a story about an extremely wealthy person who I knew someone who visited that person, and they were worried about picking up something, and they were told, don't pick that up. Someone will be around to get that. So I do know that exists. And I can't tell you any more about that story because it was told to me in strictest of confidence. But this person was like, I wasn't allowed to pick up something because the wealthy person said, no, there's people to do that. And you don't want to deprive them of their job.
Right.
That's right.
It's so sad.
Yeah. on the other hand, I like the simple tasks of picking up stuff. When I don't pick up stuff, it's just because I don't have the time. I have to go to work. I have to have a long day of meetings and all of this and that. But I never understood why my wife... Sometimes, occasionally.
Will grumble about that sort of thing?
Well, she's just less than her sunny, cheerful Mary Poppins usual way.
Yeah.
yeah.
Get a headache
could
from
you,
my
if
eyes
you roll your eyes any farther, you're going to be
go
looking out the,
head,
you're going to be looking out the
chair,
different part
man.
Of your body.
No, I always love it when you launch into your whole, I don't see what the big deal is about yours. I find them very pleasant.
I do. I find laundry, I find all of that stuff very relaxing.
When you randomly do it 1 out of 100 times.
Exactly.
Yes. I'm so happy that you find relaxing.
But I also find repetition fun.
Oh, good.
I walk up the same hill and take the same hike all the time. It's just therapeutic, I think, to do all of that stuff. If you could only change the way you look at it.
Maybe I should hum a tune while I'm unloading the dishwasher.
Spoonful of sugar is a good one. But Joe automatically assumes, like, whatever it is, if I don't want to do it, I wish I could hire someone to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I just know the source of a lot of husband and wife's disagreements, and at least in my relationship, are very small little things that George Clooney probably doesn't have to worry about because there's probably somebody to deal with that. I mean, when Kelly walks in the door and she kind of sniffs, you know, it's like
she sniffs when she comes
well
in?
No, she doesn't
does
general.
She say fee-fi-fo-fum or does
no,
she just sniff?
But that's the feeling I get. It's like
I smell the perfume of a girl just went to high school.
No,
it's not
no,
about that.
No.
It's about what kind of nastiness.
To bring up the
we were thinking of a different couple,
different
but yeah,
no. It's about, you know, what's different in this house than when I left.
Lisa does that too,
you know?
By the way,
I walk in and smell things.
Yeah, yeah. She will look over. She'll go,
I've actually looked at her and said fee-fi-fo-fum. I was putting that joke on you, but and she doesn't laugh.
She'll say
it's not funny.
She'll say, that chair.
She
pointed to the chair. Say, that chair. I say, yeah, what about the chair? Your dog has been in that chair. I said, what?
Your How can
dog?
You tell?
Yeah. Look, there's hair on that chair.
Right.
I said, well, maybe.
She's like a Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she,
the way she rhymes,
and,
too.
And she worked very hard to, you know, clean
How did
that
the
chair?
Hair get on the chair?
Yeah,
I do not care. I do not know.
Right. And I don't dare say you don't
and
care.
And I don't dare.
No, you start to remove the hair from that chair and you apologize.
Stuff you would never notice.
Because she worked hard to clean that chair.
All right. Russia and the Ukraine. Boy, Russia and the Ukraine are getting a break in the news, too, but there's stuff going on there, right?
Oh, there sure is.
Also, let's see. How did Legally Blonde go? How did your daughter's play go?
Oh, it went great. There's three more coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There will be some letters sent to administrators, I think.
Because of the language?
It is a little blue.
Bluer than you expected, even though you expected it?
Blue? Yeah. A little bluer than I expected. Not so much blatant like...
Didn't bother you, though, it doesn't look like.
Didn't bother me. I was kind of prepped for it.
Wasn't your daughter out there bending and snapping?
No, she... Emily,
she didn't have a bending snapping role.
No, I think they mainly had juniors and seniors do the really suggestive scenes. But there were some pretty suggestive
scenes.
To
demonstrate the techniques. For the freshmen and sophomores, so they could do them in the future.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's called a mentor program.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
But it's a very good production. They use the live animals and the whole thing. I enjoyed it a lot.
And your wife, I understand, was with a celebrity this weekend.
Yeah. Melissa went to a birthday party with Darby to a dear friend of ours. Daughter turned 6 years old, and the daughter goes to a nice private school. Not a lot of money, but a nice little private school. One of the kids in... our friend's daughter's class has a very famous dad, and people just couldn't and wouldn't leave the poor guy alone.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Developing sunshine today with warmer high temperatures, mostly in the 60s. Dry skies will continue throughout the week with gradual warming each day. Highs will reach the 80s by Thursday, then cooler with showers by the weekend. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Staples. Make more happen. Staples has great deals on everything you need to promote your business. And right now, get 50% off marketing materials in store or online Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 5/3. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, I'm Cindy from Sun Mountain Lodge near Winthrop. Just outside our doors, you'll find everything you'd want in a high country spring getaway. Panoramic mountain views, wildlife, and fields of spring flowers, painting the landscape with vibrant color. And through June 19th, our Mayflower package starts at just $97.50 per person, double occupancy, including room, breakfast, and gratuities. Sales tax extra. 800-572-0493 or sunmountainlodge.com.
I mowed at Mary's lawn 5 times.
And I used my babysitting money.
And we all went to Fred Meyer Jewelers.
This Mother's Day, show mom how much you care with a heart-shaped pendant that's just her style. Or treat her to the perfect ring in rose gold. And discover new designs in colored diamonds. Plus, you'll save 40 to 70% on gifts for mom. Visit us in the store or shop online at fredmeyerjewelers.com.
I love it.
Happy Mother's Day from Fred Meyer Jewelers.
124 years. Aside from maybe my 7th grade history teacher, I've never met anyone that old. But that's how many years Bartels has been taking care of Northwest families. And they're not even tired. Inspiring. In fact, right now, Bartels is celebrating with a big 124th anniversary sale with great deals on all kinds of things to make us look and feel our best. Like nature-made vitamins and supplements, buy one, get one free. And Eucerin lotion is 30% off at Bartels. Even Conair hair appliances are all 20% off. Oh, except Curl Secret. Shh. No, it's not a secret, though. During Bartels' anniversary sale, you can enter to win a trip for 4 to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, on Alaska Airlines. Wow. 124 years old and still ready to whoop it up in Mexico? Ow! That's my kind of drugstore. Bartels, your family-owned, neighborhood, 124 years young store.
Every day, Goodwill puts over 100,000 items out on our sales floor. And some are fairly amazing. Like, say, a Kate Spade clutch someone didn't want anymore because the color's not in this year. But it's going to be plenty in to someone else, especially when they see the crazy awesome price and scream like they won the lottery. Our crazy awesome prices get that reaction every day, which is a good thing. Speaking of good things, the money from our sales goes to fund our free job training and education programs. Last year, we helped over 8,500 people here make a better life. And that makes life better for all of us, which is also a good thing. And through the reuse of your perfectly good items, we keep millions of pounds out of landfills and support our nonprofit work to boot. Speaking of boots, if you have some you aren't using, well, take them. Please donate today.
Goodwill. Because jobs change lives.
Goodwill is opening a new Capitol Hill store Friday, May 2nd off Belmont between Olive and Denny. To receive text alerts about this store, text the word Goodwill 24 to 91011.
Got a problem?
Call Bob.
Got a problem?
Call Bob.
Wow, nice digs, Bob.
Glad you could join us here on the show, Bob. So tell me, what's been happening over there at Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning?
We just kicked off our preseason AC sale. Everyone is preparing for a hot summer like last year by having their air conditioner installed this spring.
Smart. I read that temperatures hit the mid-90s in June and in September last summer. It's going to be even hotter this year. I might have to join the party and buy an AC too, my friend. Tell me more.
Well, right now, take 15% off all York ACs and heat pumps. Save up to $1,200. Plus, buy now and pay later with no interest, no payments until 2015. But hurry, the 15% discount in April reduces to 10% in May. The sooner you buy, the more you save.
That's a heck of a deal. Hey, everyone, follow my lead and give Bob a call for some air conditioning. Thanks for being on the show, Bob.
Well, thanks for having me. Stay cool, Bob.
Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Right now at Arnold's Appliance, get $1,000 in instant savings when you purchase Select Sub-Zero Refrigeration combined with the Select Wolf Range or Cooktop and Wall Oven. Plus, take $250 in savings on up to six additional selected products. The more you buy, the more you save.
I'm right here with Phil Mitchell at Sunset Chevrolet, downtown Sumner. Phil, I hear Chevrolet's extended truck month pricing.
Rich, I can't believe they brought supplier pricing back. It was so successful last month that Chevrolet brought it back again this month.
So, Phil, that means no haggling. The lowest price is set, right?
Hey, Rich, this is a no-brainer. The price is the same at every Chevy dealership, and now just about everybody's got oil changes for life. But what they don't have is warranty protection for life. We're the only dealer with it. You got to get in here.
Hey, Phil, how come you're not selling every new Chevy?
Rich, we're trying. We're selling a lot more than just about every other dealer, and that's because of our warranty protection for life. That's why people are coming. Warranty protection for life is simply a benefit you can't beat. Nobody else has it, and we do at Sunset Chevrolet. Lowest price, huge selection, and warranty protection for life. This is easy. There's not much to think about. You got to get in here this weekend.
A dock fee up to $150 may be added to the sale price.
And nobody's going to pay you more for your trade.
Sunset Chevrolet.
Find new roads to Sunset Chevrolet, downtown Sumner.
Thanks for helping me move in, guys.
No, it's fine. Who doesn't like helping a friend move? Can we set it down?
Yep. There we go.
Last box. It's labeled My Dreams.
You can just set it there.
What's in here?
Take a look.
Whoa, a sports car? House with a pool?
Is that you launching an IPO?
Yep, those are the dreams I'm working so hard for.
I might have dropped your dream on the way up here.
That's gonna be a big IOU. It's okay. My dreams are well protected.
Your small things add up to something bigger and more valuable. American Family Insurance has affordable renter's insurance to fit your needs. Find an agent or get a competitive quote at amfam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
And I will do it for you.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Mutual and American Family Insurance Companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Snapdragons fill your yard with color and charm. Right now, Fred Meyer has them at Price Blaster Savings. Four packs of Snapdragons are just 79 cents while supplies last. Experience the joy of gardening at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Dear Congress, I'm writing you about that AM Crunch Wrap from Taco Bell's new breakfast menu. They're hiding a hash brown inside the AM Crunch Wrap, away from plain view. I like my hash browns where I can see them. That ain't breakfast. It's borderline treason. Ah, the NT is stuck again.
The next generation of breakfast is here. Introducing the all-new AM Crunch Wrap. Eggs, bacon, cheese, and a hash brown inside. Only at Taco Bell. Wake up, live Moss. At participating locations.
Earth to Echo is this summer's epic adventure film for the whole family. A group of inseparable childhood friends embark on one final adventure before the families are forced to move away from each other forever. It's a journey full of danger and wonder that will change their lives forever. See Earth to Echo this summer, theaters July 2nd.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we've got a stall in the two right lane, southbound 5 before Lake City Way, backing you up from 130th to the scene. Northbound 5 still slow at the Michigan Curve. I-90 eastbound solid through the Mount Baker Tunnel. 405 northbound slow, 167 into Newcastle, and that's still creating a backup northbound 167 at 180th.
Wondering what to make for dinner? Save time and money with a delicious 8-piece chicken from the Fred Meyer Deli. Guaranteed fresh from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Choose from baked, barbecue, or fried for just $6.99 each. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
All right. Last week we had David Rose on. Washington's Most Wanted is on Saturday nights, and he was going to say a word. We were going to give someone away a prize if they could come up with the exact time he said it. We did this, obviously, with their news anchor, Marnie as well, and it was a lot of fun. And he win a hat?
The 500th bad guy was caught by Washington's Most Wanted. David had some commemorative hats made, and he gave us one to give away. So
wow. I hope someone wins it from a good family, not from someone who's just thrilled because theirs would have been 501 and they would have had a commemorative hat. All right. To win, you have to just call us and tell us what time David Rose said the word squishy. We have the tape for you. Pedro said the way he said it was lame.
Yeah, because actually he didn't put the word inside a sentence.
You thought Marnie did a better job working it into a story so no one would know.
Yeah, way better. This is too obvious.
All right, here he is.
Our longtime friends on the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR Radio recognize the milestone as well by having me on with them to give away two commemorative Washington's Most Wanted 500 capture hats. Bob asked his listeners to text in a word they wanted to hear me say on the show. They got a bunch of suggestions, but I chose the word. Are you ready? Squishy. So mark the time right now that I just said that. Listen to the Bob Rivers Show Monday morning. Tell him you heard squishy and you'll win a cool Washington's Most Wanted hat. I got a little flustered when I told him he was going to be on Washington's Most Wanted.
you're going to be on Washington's Most Wanted, Bob. Does your heart not drop even though you haven't done anything bad when you hear you're going to be on Washington's Most Wanted?
I'm not the guy.
That's funny. Actually, what I said afterwards was I start thinking back to the 70s and go, really?
I've got statute of limitations, yeah. People. I've got no problem with the way David did that. That was a wonderful way to do that.
That's like someone with the word of the day getting lazy and just calling and going, so I heard the word of the day was this.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put it in a sentence.
You're supposed to combine it into a sentence so that it's subtle.
That's if you want to put it in a big ad for our show, that's acceptable, too. I thought that was very nice of it.
Yeah, that was nice.
In the 1980s, British singer-songwriter guitarist Francis Dunnery had several hits overseas as the leader of a rock group called It Bites. Since then, Francis has gone on to release several solo records. He's toured. He's recorded with people like Robert Plant, Elton John, Santana, members of Yes, and Genesis. Francis has spent the past several years touring the world, but he does it in a unique way. He does house concerts. You will find him at an undisclosed living room in Seattle this evening. If you like what you hear this morning, we'll put up a link to a couple of tickets that may be left at bobrivers.com. So maybe
I'm going
to
see him. Then.
You'll be drawn to do that. Yeah. And you did this before, right?
I'm going to follow him when he leaves the station this morning. I don't care if I'm invited or not.
And Francis Dunnery right now is in the Carter Subaru Live Theater. And has set up there and is going to play a song or two for us. Francis, well, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. I got stuck in the traffic a bit, so I'm a bit flustered, but I'm starting to calm down.
All right. Ask Marty if he can mute the reverb while we do the interview portion.
Marty, can you mute the reverb? Is that
there you
it?
Go, yeah.
That's off now. Very good. Wow. So, Francis, I'm fascinated by this whole house concert thing.
Right.
How big is it?
It's huge now. I mean, I think this sounds like a little arrogant, but I think I actually invented it about in 1996. I did my first one in 1996 for some Grateful Dead fans in Philadelphia. They came up to me and they said, you know, why don't you come play our house or something? So I said, all right, I will. And so I went and did it, and it was fantastic.
Wow. And now a lot of musicians... a lot of musicians play for love more than money, but you also make pretty good bread doing this, don't you?
Well, it's a great living.
I mean exactly what was your tax return last year? How much did you make?
About $4 million.
$4 million. Yeah. Are we, which currency are we in? Pesos? What are we in?
Yen.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you do well. I mean, let's put it this way. You wouldn't make more going to clubs, would you?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
No?
No. I mean, and mainly because, see, when you go to clubs, you're at the mercy of so many things. Yeah, and then you've got to, you don't know whether your posters have been put up, you don't know whether it's getting promoted, and the clubs have to make their cash. And so what happens is by the time you go into a club, you're already probably 75% down.
Mm.
Yeah, and then you might have rehearsals, you might have sound checks, you have none of this with house concerts. And one of the best things about house concerts is the personal relationships you develop with these people over the last 12 years. I mean, they're like my friends.
Right, you're coming back to a house that you've played before, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can't show up there as like some rock star. You can't do that. It's obscene. Mm. You have to show up as, you know, you're there to facilitate an evening of good energy and have fun and stuff like that. So, and it's someone's house, so you can't show up as an idiot or you can't be arrogant. You just can't. It takes a certain mindset. So if you're looking to be like a rock star or something, I wouldn't recommend you do house concerts at all.
But if I wanted someone to smash furniture and break their instruments and
put
leave my house looking like a mess.
You call Spike.
That's my friend. I love you.
All right. Now, and you've had success. Your records and your hits and the people that you've played with. Is this a great time for an aspiring musician?
Well, I think, you have to be able to adapt. I think it was, people talk about survival of the fittest, and it isn't really. It's survival of those who can adapt. You have to be able to adapt to whatever's happening. The internet was both a curse and a blessing because it took out all the middlemen, which allows people like me to survive in the industry, but there isn't really an industry like I knew in the 70s and 80s and 90s. Like, that whole thing's gone.
Yeah, the middlemen used to make a select group of people extremely fabulously wealthy so they could own their own islands, and they're out of the loop now.
They're all out of the loop, and so I'm all for progress. I think it's fantastic, but I'm not really in the music industry, so I can't really answer that.
Do you give your music away online, or do you charge for it?
I charge for it, yeah.
All right. 99 cents, is it on iTunes?
It's 3 million yen.
Three million yen.
That's how we got it before.
That's how much it is.
Yeah. It's worth a lot. I mean, I sent you guys a copy of my new album up there, which is a guitar album. I don't know whether you're going to play it or not, or you're going to throw it in a bin, but... It's the best one I've ever done guitar wise.
Oh, definitely. Is it? We'll play it. Absolutely.
Is this the one, Frankenstein Monster?
Frankenstein Monster. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, I want to hear you play at least one song. So let's start from the Carter Subaru Live Theater. Tell Marty to turn the reverb back on. And ladies and gentlemen, playing in a house concert tonight, here's Francis Dunnery.
All right. So this is a song. It started out for me, guys, where. This was my first hit in the world, first solo hit, and I'm going to sing it again. It's called American Life in the Summertime. Johnny left home to seek his fame. He was a small town boy, the streets of LA. A daytime waiter in a nighttime band, acting cool, said he was a real man. Couldn't write a song to save his soul. Ripped off an old tune, said it was his own. Lo and behold, in another few days, five-star dinner that the company pays. Johnny got a motor, Johnny got a guitar. He got a room and a woman to pay. Johnny got a bit part playing in a video, Johnny on the freeway. I said, let's go drink till the beer runs dry. I said, let's go drink, my baby. American life in the summertime. You know the girl you want is such a waste of time. Oh, yeah. American life in the summertime got me. Got a rise at work today. She found a new sound, yeah. Virginity blown a minimum age. Busy doing nothing on another man's wages. Blonde hair and mystic eyes. A bottle of pills and a little on the wild side. Saturday come and Saturday go. Hanging out backstage waiting for the show. Susie got a motor, Susie got a guitar. She got a room that the company pays. A company girl and a company slave. Susie on the freeway. I said, let's go drink till the beer runs dry. I said, let's go drink, my baby. American life in the summertime. You know the girl you want is such a waste of time. Ah, yeah. American life in the summertime got me. You know it breaks my heart to see a nation cloned by someone else's poetry. They got their back snapped by 12-inch pressure of financial bigotry. You know, I still got pride in who I want to be. I don't want to be like them, I just want to be me. A record company clone, not me, baby. Ha! A record company clone, not me, babe. Still singing. American life in the summertime, yeah, yeah, yeah. Send everything you got. American life in the summertime got me. I said, let's go drink till the beer runs dry.
I said, let's go drink, my baby. American life in the summertime. You know the girl you want is such a waste of time. Ah, yeah. American life in the summertime got me. Got me.
Yeah. Flipping show off.
That's something. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, Frances Dunnery performing in our Carter Subaru Live Theater and doing living room concerts around the world, making musical history doing that. We can kill the reverb again. Before I have you play a second song, which we're definitely going to do, reading about your career on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That's all made up, right?
What do you mean it's made up?
None of that's real. Come on.
Well, it has you living in Los Angeles, being very very high on whiskey, crack, and crystal meth. And yep. Then it has you back in the UK. Then it has you in New York. And it apparently, I believe the reason you're doing these house concerts is so no one can find you. Is that?
If you put up a poster, here comes the law.
Did you live that kind of a crazy life?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've always been a fan of the future. You know, I like. I don't really like to get calcified in my past. I think a lot of the times, if you have a bit of success, it's easy to get calcified. You just stop, and you don't go forward anymore, and you just stop doing new things. And so, I always try to make sure when I do a new album, it's always a different style of music, or it's something that challenges me. Then I don't get calcified, because otherwise, I'm going to end up, wearing like makeup like Duran Duran, because when I had my big hits in the 80s and stuff like that with It Bites, that's usually where you would stop. So I'd have to wear makeup, I'd have to, like everyone did in the 80s. And so I just don't want to do that.
Yeah, here we call it kissified.
Joe, one part of the past that I know you embrace, Frances, and so do I, is that of the early Genesis. And I know you're friends with these guys. You've been performing with Steve Hackett.
Oh, I love Steve Hackett. Oh, my God, yeah.
Were you on the cruise a couple weeks ago, Steve?
No, I didn't do the cruise, but I play with Steve from time to time. I sang on his last album, which
is fantastic. That's what I understand. Right. Nobody can recreate the early Genesis like Frances can.
All right, you have beautiful lyrics, beautiful songs, storytelling. I love just even the way you talk about fan of the future. Do you have a short song?
I have a short song. I've got. Do you want to hear the short song?
Because we blabbed a bit, but I got about 3 minutes left. If you can fit a song, and I'd love to hear one more song. Ladies and gentlemen, see him on the website, bobrivers.com, and follow his travails on the internet. Frances Dunnery. Go ahead.
Reverb. This is a song called Just a Man. I met this girl in town, we started hanging out. She took me home to meet her mom. And I thought I was cute in my new shoes and my suit, but the old girl didn't give a damn. No matter how she tried, the old girl couldn't hide the disapproval in her voice. She took me in the kitchen and said she needed answers before that she could make her choice. Are you Irish? Are you Catholic? Are you Jewish? Are you Klan? Are you pro-choice? Are you Baptist? And I said, I ain't anything. I'm just a man. Oh, yeah. I went for a job and I was overqualified. I made a point of combing my hair, and everything was cool till they gave me a pen and I had to fill a questionnaire. And I filled out my name, my address and my zip, and I try to write no words to offend. But they were only waiting to see what I would answer to the questions that tagged on the end. Are you Irish? Are you Catholic? Are you Jewish? Are you Klan? on, are you pro-choice? Are you Baptist? And I said, I ain't anything. I'm just a man. And I refuse to stoop so low when I feel so a part of you all. 'Cause I know you're all good souls underneath the feet here. And if I'm good enough for my God, and I'm good enough for me, then why crucify me with a label of someone and something I was never meant to be? Yeah. Are you Irish? Are you Catholic? Are you Jewish? Are you Klan? Are you pro-choice? Are you Baptist? And I said, I ain't anything. I'm just a man, yeah. I'm just a man, whoa. I'm just a man, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just a man.
Wow. That's beautiful, Francis. This beautiful sentiment, wonderful words, and that no one's writing like that.
Yeah, well, you have to have a bald head to write like that.
You got
to
be bald. Yeah. I say, you can't be like a young star.
No, you can't. No, yeah. You can't. No, because if you've got hair, you can't do songs like that.
Not that there's anything wrong with, I came in like a wrecking ball or anything. Beautiful poetry.
She's bald in places.
Yeah, she's bald somewhere. Okay, listen, Francis Dunnery, wonderful stuff. House concerts, all the information's at bobrivers.com, and you can get tickets. You can get tickets for this at brownpapertickets.com.
There is a couple left for tonight. We'll put the info up on
check it out, brownpapertickets.com. And Jody has the last word of the day.
I'm going to take over this word. This is brought to you by Muckleshoot Casino. We're going to do it again tomorrow. The word is squishy.
And tomorrow, by the way, you have to say squishy again. Tomorrow, Spike will tell you who the celebrity was that the person wouldn't leave alone at the party because we ran out of time and he's out of the room. So the last word again?
Squishy.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Look for clearing skies across western Washington, becoming partly sunny and highs in the 50s and lower 60s. Gradual warming will occur each day this week. Thursday should be the warmest day with highs in the 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by the Puyallup RV Show.
Don't miss the Puyallup RV Show with featured manufactured housing Thursday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Puyallup. Presented by WSECU. 15 local dealers, low show prices, free parking. Get discount tickets online at
thepuyallupRVshow.com.
We print, we design, we craft type. We craft everything, in fact. We choose paper stocks. We round corners. We ink. We love color, logos, and URLs. We pay attention to every detail. We put a lot into your business cards so they say exactly what you need them to. Say hello with Moo.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and Fred Meyer has everything you need to celebrate Mom on her special day. From sweet treats from the bakery to thoughtful gifts, discover beautiful hanging baskets, a gift card to her favorite restaurant, a bottle of her favorite fragrance, and so much more. So what will you find? Right now you can save $40 on the Kindle Fire HD 7-inch 16 gig. It's just $129. That's a great way to say Happy Mother's Day. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
Victoria, BC, Clipper round trip and overnight hotel from just $145. Details at clippervacations.com. See concerts, save animals. BECU Zoo Tunes, presented by Carter Subaru, returns to Woodland Park Zoo for another great year of music. Featuring Medeski, Schofield, Martin, and Wood on June 18th. Mavis Staples and Mark Cohn on June 22nd. Carolina Chocolate Drops and the Del McCurry Band on July 6th. Greg Allman on July 2nd.
Don't let them catch the midnight ride.
and Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band with Lake Street Dive on July 30th.
I got a girl in the war, man, I wonder what it is we've done.
Tickets on sale now. For your tickets and a full concert schedule, visit zoo.org/zootunes. Sponsored by BECU, Carter Subaru, The Seattle Times, and 95.7 KJR.
At Bellevue Rare Coins, they buy over 25,000 pieces of jewelry every single month. Fine jewelry, antique jewelry, even broken jewelry. Want to know what you could get for your jewelry? Take a drive and visit Bellevue Rare Coins.
I'm Mike Monroe with the Washington Technology Industry Association. Because we need flexible coverage that can work for member companies of every size, we reached out to Regions Blue Shield. Regions helped us offer comprehensive benefit options to our members, and that's important because we serve a vast technology community with very different needs. Having high-quality coverage really helps our members do what they do best, create leading-edge technologies.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Shield serves select counties in the state of Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
They say it's the journey, not the destination, that counts. Probably because they never had to travel like this.
Pemco Insurance presents Northwest Profile number 50. Schoolmuter.
He takes the road less traveled, out of necessity or possibly out of nonconformity. It is unknown whether he is high on mod culture, low on gas money, or simply not quite ready for a motorcycle. What's known is that he must be comfortable being uncomfortable. Undeterred, he remains straight-backed and proud on his throne of fuel efficiency, a king on a piglet of a hog. School Muter, you're one of us. And you deserve an insurance company that will never leave you saddle sore. One ranked by J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Northwest region. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local Pemco agent, or visit Pemco.com. Pemco, we're a lot like you, a little different. For J.D. Power award information, go to JDPower.com. Pemco Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
People who know cars know Toyota is the most fuel-efficient full-line automotive manufacturer. And did you know, now is the best time to get one. During Toyota's spring sales drive, you can get 0% APR financing on a new 2014 Camry, plus $500 bonus cash. Or get a Toyota Care 24-month lease on a new 2014 Camry LE for just $209 a month, with $1,499 due at signing, with no cost maintenance included. Tax, title, and license extra. $1,000 TFS bonus cash included with lease offer. Lease and limited term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. For complete details on all Toyota offers, call 1-888-48-TOYOTA or visit buyatoyota.com. Hurry in to one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers now. Toyota's spring sales drive ends May 5th. Western Washington drives Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Attention slot machine enthusiasts. If you or a loved one have experienced any of the following symptoms, you may be entitled to a chance at $50,000. Do you feel the need to push buttons repeatedly? Do you have an uncontrollable craving for cherries? When you see a lever, are you unable to resist the urge to pull it? Do you often dream of winning money? When hearing this song, does your heart race uncontrollably? If you answered yes or even no to any of the preceding questions, you may be experiencing slots fever, and you could be entitled to a substantial cash prize. Visit your local Washington's Lottery retailer today to play the Washington's Lottery $5 tournament slot scratch game for a chance at $50,000. Or mail in your non-winning ticket to be entered in one of three second chance drawings for a seat and a shot at $50,000 in the Northern Quest Resort and Casino slot tournament on September 27th. Seats are limited, so play today.
Overall odds of winning tournament slots are 1 in 3.79. Overall odds of winning second chance prizes are based on number of entries received. Visit wildlottery.com for details. The Northern Quest name is a registered trademark of the Kalispell Tribe of Indians and may not be used without the written consent of Northern Quest Resort and Casino.
Columbia Generating Station produces a lot of clean nuclear energy, but that's not all. Columbia employs more than 1,000 highly skilled, highly educated professionals and creates $440 million in economic activity each year. Our electricity also means millions of extra dollars distributed across the state to schools, libraries, and other vital services. We invite you to find out more about the benefits of nuclear energy at ColumbiaValue.com.
We all make compromises, but in certain things you shouldn't have to, like windows and doors for your home.
When it comes to Marvin Windows and Doors, there are no compromises. A family-owned company and industry leader for over four generations, Marvin takes pride in upholding the values of craftsmanship, innovation, and integrity. Every single Marvin Window and Door is made to order and handcrafted in America. With Marvin, there's no settling for almost what you want. You get a product built around you with energy efficiency and the industry's most extensive selection of styles, shapes, and sizes. Your local Marvin dealer has the knowledge, expertise, and personalized service you can't find at big box stores. So no more compromises. Choose Marvin Windows and Doors.
Visit Goldfinch Brothers in Everett or at goldfinchbros.com. That's goldfinchbros.com. And find the perfect solution for your project. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
This report is brought to you by Fast Acting Advil.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan, northbound 5, busy from the Michigan Curve past I-90, 520 eastbound slow, approaching Montlake, and then 405 northbound heavy from 167 over the Kennedale Hill. Some crowding past I-90 as well. Northbound on the Valley Freeway, busy at 405.
Fast Acting Advil. It has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and fights pain at the site of inflammation. Fast Acting Advil quickly relieves your toughest pain. Going to work in just minutes? Try Fast Acting Advil. Find it in the white box.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the No Repeat Workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1, Seattle, an iHeart Radio station.